The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Veterans Day. A lot of people are, well, I don't know if a lot of people are off today. A lot of government people are off
today.
Well,
schools are in, except for colleges. Some universities took off today.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, like my son doesn't have school today. He's in Lake Tahoe.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to have a holiday. Is this the first time we're supposed to be off?
It is.
Really?
And so he had to tell us. So he's like, all right, no, I don't know why. He was so worried about it. He's like, all right, so you guys are deciding to work today, right? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, because it's an official business day off. And we're like, yeah, we'll work.
Yeah, our boss was adamant about that.
Yeah, he needed to, like somehow we needed to put it in writing that we were going to work.
And Jamie and I decided we'll take Friday off because Friday was a snowstorm.
Right.
And it was all about weather. It was just weather, weather, weather. That's all anybody wanted to talk about.
Exactly.
We're like, okay, that's going to be a slow day
and
because a lot
was
of,
out.
And a lot of people aren't going to go to work because it's Friday.
Well, you can school take
a,
is out.
You can take a four-day weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and school's out.
Yeah.
So traffic's slow. We thought, man, there'll be more people out there listening on a Monday than this past Friday. So we took Friday off instead.
So here's, all right, so what time is it? All right, I'm hoping this will be all right. Anyway, this is kind of funny story.
All right.
So one of the schools, one of those shishi poo poo schools that you go to, you know.
That I go to?
That you pay for your kid to go to.
Oh.
A shishi poo poo.
I don't know if I want to hear this. I paid for this.
Well, it's not your school though.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's okay. Another one. It's all another right. Shishi poo poo. Anyway, my girlfriend has her kids in Chi Chi Poo Poo.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And
all right.
If you are in the military or retired from the military, if you're a veteran, right?
Right.
If you're a veteran, you're supposed to come into the school with your uniform on. Okay. Which is cool. So all the kids.
Hang on. The kid comes in with a uniform?
No, the parents.
Oh, the parents come in.
Yeah, the parents come in with their uniform on, which is cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super cool because, I mean, those parents earned it. All the kids get to, I mean, it is kind of, and you are in awe when you see somebody in full.
Yeah, and it gives the kids a chance to look at the uniform. Kids love uniforms, okay?
Sure.
So
mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, it's a reinforcement to the children, how important the military is to us.
Exactly. And
I
so,
get it.
So both of my friends are Air Force, right? They're married, they're Air Force, and he's a commercial pilot now. Anyway, and so he was a pilot, and she, anyway, I don't need to give him too many details, but he can't fit in his.
He can't fit in his uniform.
And apparently the school wasn't thinking because a lot of the parents can't fit anymore.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I never even thought of that. Oh, no.
She's so mad at him because she's going in her uniform and he can't show up in his because he can't fit in it.
Oh.
So then she called some of her friends that are also veterans. I guess they're having the same problem.
I think at that point you have to run over to the Army surplus store, you know?
And
you say, okay, I got to, oh, look, this one here, you know, might have the name, you know, Larry on it.
Right.
But you still got to wear it, you know, because it fits. Larry was a big troop.
Yeah. So there's a little problem with this whole idea of wearing your uniform.
That's great. I never expected that. You don't even think of that.
At all. I would
never.
It's not on the school. They just didn't. They didn't think like everybody gains a few pounds after they retire.
You're not exactly in military shape, are you?
And what's funny is she's like 40. You know, whatever. She's super petite, and he's like, I don't know. He's like 45. He's not. He's not even heavy. He just still can't quite fit in it.
I don't know if I'd go.
I
think I'd just stay home.
Right?
Maybe say I got a bad back or something.
She's like, just wear your commercial airline outfit.
Well, they won't know the difference, probably.
Yeah, whatever.
Just wear the airline.
It's grade school.
At least he's got a backup with the airlines, you know? I mean, a lot of people don't.
But she's actually mad at him. I'm like, it's not his fault. He's in fit, great shape.
That seems like a mean story on Veterans Day.
No, it doesn't.
Seems like a story we should tell maybe 6 months away or something. People that can't fit their military uniform.
So sad.
That's wrong.
Sad. But he's fit. Let me just put it out there. He's super fit. I mean, he's just more muscular than when he was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honest to God, he's super fit.
That's great, though.
It's just, she just texted me.
That's a little embarrassing. Okay. Well, you didn't give out a name. It could be anybody.
Yeah, okay.
Could be anybody. Obviously, it hit close to home to the person that texted you, though.
Right.
Jamie, that's not funny.
She's the one that told us the story.
Yeah,
right? She didn't say, don't say it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I noticed how you mentioned or how you pronounce veterans. You say veterans. I say veterans.
Oh, I say veterans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I heard a controversy about that over the weekend.
There's a controversy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
That it's pronounced both ways.
Oh.
All over the country. And they were trying to figure out which way it goes. And it turns out Google says one thing and the Webster's Dictionary says the other.
Well, that's
so it's
crazy.
Back and forth. Yeah.
I'm not.
How do you say it, Spadil?
I say veterans.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I say veterans.
I got it pulled up on Google here, too.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
Veterans.
I say it like you do.
Veterans.
Yeah. I say veterans. I'm sticking with it.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I don't think either one's wrong.
Oh, no.
I just think that it goes both ways.
I never even thought of it.
I never knew that.
Yeah,
I never even knew that until I heard it over the weekend.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.